Breathlessly, she stepped from the church porch, nerving herself to face whatever wraith was coming towards her from the darkness of the graveyard on the whispering breath from the incoming sea. She could smell the brine on the air. She could sense his advance, perhaps soaked in seawater, perhaps trailing seaweed. And then, a young man rounded the corner of the porch, recoiled at the sight of her white face, and cried out, "God save me! Are you of this earth or the other world? Speak!" For a moment, she was so shocked that she said nothing. She stood very still and stared at him as if she would see through him. Her eyes narrowed, trying to see beyond her earthly vision. Perhaps he was one of the undead, undrowned, unhanged, walking in this night, which was their night, under the midsummer moon, which was their moon. He was as handsome as a fairy prince from a story, with long dark hair tied back at the nape of his neck, and dark eyes set in a pale face. Behind her back, she clenched her thumbs between her fingers in the sign of the cross, her only defence against being seduced or carried away, and her heart broken by this young lord from the other kingdom, from the other world.